With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. Some businesses in Billings are calling for Congress to fully fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund. They say access to the outdoors helps them recruit and keep employees in eastern Montana. Randy Hafer, co-owner of Billings-based High Plains Architects, says he almost always recruits talent from outside the city.
We have to sell ourselves and what we're doing on the one hand, but we really have to sell the community. And so it's a very important part of getting good quality people here is having good quality lifestyle amenities.
This week, member-based coalition and advocacy group Business for Montana's Outdoors released a report that outlines how the Land and Water Conservation Fund increases individual and community health and supports the outdoor economy in the state. The LWCF uses tax revenue from offshore drilling projects to fund the maintenance and establishment of city and county trails, baseball fields, and other public spaces in states like Montana. The group held a panel of Billings-based professionals Tuesday who talked about the ways their companies benefit from the fund. Luke Kobold with Billings Clinic said recruiting is the hospital's biggest need, and outdoor recreation is the reason most interested candidates follow up.
The other two are schools and cultural access. We lose a lot of providers that leave because a spouse is unhappy with what opportunities they might have. So it's kind of more than just taking in the beauty. It's taking in the whole of our health as a community, in my opinion.
The report from Business for Montana's Outdoors says LWCF fuels the outdoor economy, supports forest industry jobs, and maintains access to areas where people fish, hike, and hunt. According to the State Office of Outdoor Recreation, the industry pulls in more than $7 billion of revenue a year. The Trump administration reauthorized LWCF this year. Republican Senator Steve Daines and Democratic Senator John Tester are among the legislators co-sponsoring a bill to fully fund LWCF at $900 million annually. The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources will discuss the bill on Thursday. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.